Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course at thekickasslife.com.
Hi, this is Tim Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, 4-Hour Body, and The 4-Hour Chef, and you're listening to David Wood on The Kick-Ass Life Show.
Make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Hey there, welcome to the show. This is David recording live from Kelowna, British Columbia. And I'm actually pre-recording this. I don't do this very, very often. Pre-recording it because I'm traveling to Miami and I'm going to be really busy on a plane and I didn't want to miss you. So I wanted to make sure that I had this done just for you because I love you all. And, you know, want to celebrate the fact that we just hit 1 million downloads. So imagine that. It's a lot of people. A lot of people have downloaded shows. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you listened to my tribute show. It was probably a little crazy. And I thought what I'd do, because it's 200 countries, I thought I would play a quiz for you. And again, you're going to have to understand I'm doing this all alone. There's no one else in the studio. So I'm the DJ. I'm the fat guy, not the the fat guy, right? So I'm going to ask you the most top 10 visited tourist attractions in the world. And we're going to look at the world. I'm going to play in the world. We're going to do a quiz from the world. Yeah, and we're going to even have a little music from around the world. So, you know, number 10, Statue of Liberty, New York. These, again, remember, 10 most visited tourist attractions. Number 9, the Eiffel Tower. Maybe I love Paris. I love, love, love Paris. I used to, my favorite time in Paris was at midnight. I used to go up to Montmartre, the Basilica of the Sacred Heart. And I go up there and I would just sort of sit up there as all the artists were starting to sort of go to bed and sort of roll up their stuff. And there was a little piano bar there with a white piano. And they used to make crepes. And the guy got to know me and he used to let me make my own crepes. And they were always crappy. they were crap crepes. But anyway, I used to sit up there and have a crepe and a glass of wine and just listen to the piano music. And it's just awesome. And then just walking around through the Seine and over to Notre Dame. And it was just amazing. Anyway, number 8 is the Great Wall of China. And China is an amazing country to visit. So I really, really highly recommend it. Number 7, the Grand Canyon in Arizona, and where I'm flying in just a little bit here in a week or so. Number 6, the Roman Colosseum in Rome. Number 5, somewhere I haven't been yet. It's high on my bucket list, the Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal, imagine, one of the 8 wonders of the world, and it's in Agra, India. And it was built in memory of this guy's 3rd wife. And so it was really a shrine to his wife. Number 4, from Ontario and New York, Niagara Falls. And they call it a romantic capital. And, you know, I'm not sure, maybe I was a different place in my life, but I don't know. I get it. I get the falls are amazing. I always thought when I went there, I thought it was going to be like out in the, like Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe, like out in the bush or out in the, you know, real rugged countryside. It's kind of like right slap in the middle of the city. But again, lots of people go there. Number 3, the Sultan Hamid Mosque in Istanbul. Number 2, we're talking about Big Ben. Imagine that, you know, and me, I was born in England. And so I think I should play a little tribute song to all my British followers. We have a big, big following there. And Michael, Keating, and Simon, I got to chat to you the other day. I know you're very, very avid listeners from there. And Daniel, hello, Daniel, mate. How's it going? All right. Here we go. A little song for you guys.
The crunch of thing, the ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin, engines stop on him, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning out.
London Calling. land in one of the great cities of the world. Come on. If you haven't been there, it is a must. Really is. And I know that a lot of people don't know this, but very, very best chefs. I mean, amazing chefs. They've won so many competitions, the British chefs. I know it's almost an oxymoron. British for good food, really? And number one of my favorite nights was spent at the top of the Cheops, the Great Pyramid in Giza. And number one is the Pyramids of Giza. Imagine that. So now we've done that. I thought I would play a little quiz. Again, my focus today is in gratitude for all of you people around the world that have really, really contributed to the success of the show. And I'm telling you, it's been amazing, 1 million downloads. And I just want to sort of little travel around the world. Most of you know I've traveled, I think maybe 55. I don't know how many really. I've been to a lot of countries, and I have a deep, deep love of culture and people and differences, and you know, I just love it. And so, going back to then, you know, with the 10 most visited tourist attractions, you know, and we had you know, the Eiffel Tower. And for my quiz, this is going to help you out here. I'm going to play a song. And before I do, I'm going to ask you a question. Which country covers the most time zones? I'm going to give this one away, and the rest are going to get harder. Here we go. Have an office on the Champs-Élysées, and I love Paris. I just love it, and I just thought about so many great times there, and great people too. All right, number 24. This is a question. These are questions of 25 amazing facts about countries from around the world. Here, number 24, the most likely to disappear beneath the waves, and I'll give you a little clue so if you can get it. There's a restaurant. And this particular country, I'll be careful here, that's underwater, it's glass, it's on the reef, and I haven't been there. So it's somewhere that's high on my bucket list. And if you guess the Maldives, or Maldives, however you want to call it, which is just off the southern tip of India, and I just think it's amazing, but the most likely to disappear. 23, the most overweight population. Nauru, with over 95% of its population being overweight, is a small nation, and it's the fattest country on earth. And it's they say it was caused by the importation of Western food. That really, and sort of the what happened in the success of you know, when people started to really do well and import their food there, it really affected them. All right. The most roads made of coral. You can tell when I babble, right? Because, you know, I'm trying to set up a song. I'm trying to sort of do three things at once. I'm looking over here, looking over there. All right. So here we go. The roads made of coral. Which country has the most roads made of coral? Okay. And the answer is Guam. All right. So I'm sharing with you also the Lonely Planet's best in travel 2014 top cities. Well, Paris was number one, and we just played a song for Paris. I'm going to play a song from number two and see if you can guess who this is. Ready? Which country? Your job is the country. Here we go. Oh. It gives it away right away, but see if you can guess it. My heart is on fire, the night is divine. My only desire is making you mine. You're the one that I want. You're the one. Yes, you are. Cuba. Oh, yeah, Cuba. Get those hips going. All right, back to the quiz. Which country has 350 sheep for every one person? I bet you don't guess it. A lot of you are already thinking, oh, you know what? I bet it's New Zealand. Nope, it's not New Zealand. mate, Australia, where the men are men and the sheep are scared. I did not say that. I did. That was my outside voice. Sorry, Paul. Sorry, Dave. All my Aussie friends. All right. Well, it's actually a British colony. So think about it. The Falkland Islands has more sheep, 350 sheep per person, and the oldest sovereign state in the world. I just said that I spent one of my most beautiful evenings on top of one of their monuments, and I was being chased by guards because I shouldn't have got up there, but I did. And the answer, of course, is Egypt. All right, let's go back to the countries. All right, so the country, again, remember, I'm going through Lonely Planet's Best in Travel, 2014 top cities. We started with Paris. We went to Trinidad, which is a small town in Cuba. And then this next one, see if you can guess it by the song, all right? Now, this is very cultural, so this is a big continent. See if you can guess. Oh, by the way, you know, what's, I want you to just listen to it quietly and listen to the little clicking. Ready? Here we go. Big continent, right? I bet you guessed Africa. That's right. But which country? I'll tell you about this country. I actually, I did live there and worked there. And in the particular city, remember, we're doing the cities, not just the countries. This particular city is stunning. Everyone who goes there loves it. And when I was there, they have this amazing promenade that goes along the ocean. And I wanted a rollerblade, so I phoned my business partner back in Canada. I said, hey, can you send my rollerblades over? And of course, a couple of months went by, I didn't get them, and I talked to the post office, and I said, it's very common there that things go missing. Anyway, so I fly home after 3 or 4 months in Africa, and 16 months later, the postman comes to the door, and there, ladies and gentlemen, were my rollerblades. Can you believe it? So that town or the city of Cape Town, really, really should put it high on your list. All right, back to some quizzes here. Again, we're just going around the world here. The most lakes in the world. Which country has the most lakes in the world? Now, I'll give you a clue because I am sitting in that country looking out of my window at a great big lake that's 80 kilometers long. The country is... Canada, eh? Canada, eh? I want you to muse over this next one. I won't tell you right away. The least likely place to meet your neighbor. The least likely place to meet your neighbor. And what I like about this is that it could be anywhere, right? I mean, you could be thinking of the city you're in because you haven't met your neighbors, right? I mean, so I'm going to let you mull on this one. I'm not going to give this one away for a while. I'm going to go back to our top 10 cities from Lonely Planet that we should be visiting, right? Now, this one here, I haven't been to. And it's Europe's cultural capital, all right? And it's sitting at the crossroads of the great empires that wrote the pages of Europe's elaborate history. This was a strategic linchpin in the annexation of the important lands. All right, so... I won't go into it too much, but I'm going to play their national anthem because it's the only piece of music I can find in my state here. I won't play much of it, but if you are from the country, you better stand up. And then I will tell you which country you're least likely to meet your neighbor in. Here we go. Ready? But this is the city. We're looking for a city here, but this is the national anthem of that particular country. Here we go. If you're sitting with a group of people and one stands up, just guess which country they're from. So again, I haven't been here, but it's in Latvia, and the city is Riga. Riga in Latvia. All right, now I bet you're really, really thinking about which country are you least likely to meet your neighbor? And it wasn't New York. It wasn't. It could have been America, because so many people don't really go out and meet each other, which is crazy. I want to give you some homework, is that I want you to go out and meet your neighbors. If you haven't, if you just go over, tap on the door, say, I just want to meet you, say hi, you know, invite them for a cup of tea. But it's actually Mongolia. All right, here's another part of the quiz. The largest number of tanks per country. The largest number of tanks per country. All right, can you think of it? I'm going to give you a couple of seconds here. All right. Okay, I bet some of you are thinking China, all right? Some of you are not. Some of you are thinking Russia. Which one would it be, Russia or China? All right, and the answer is Russia, Ruski. All right, the land of no rivers, Can you guess which country has the land of no rivers? Okay, think about it for a second. And I don't want to give these away so quickly. All right. But the land with no countries. Which is the land of no countries? I'm having trouble here because my my music player has suddenly quit on me. So now I'm a little bit screwed up because here I am trying to set up another song as I'm holding you off here. And it looks like I know why it is. My computer froze. Oh my goodness. Imagine in the middle of a show. This is what live shows do, right? Here I am, you know, I'm in the middle of the show and it's not going well right now because it's decided that it will have its own little thing going on. So anyway, I'm not going to bother about it. All I'm going to do is this. I'm going to see if I can get this thing to work. It won't work. Why isn't it working? It's crazy. All right. So I'm going to move on from that one. Okay. So the land of no rivers, Saudi Arabia. Listen, I can't even tell you what's going on. You should see this thing. It's suddenly got a mind of its own. My faithful music player that has not let me down for any amount of shows. We've done a million downloads and now it's just got this thing going on. It's like wiggling, it's moving. I can't click on anything. It's like, hello, you know, what's going on there? But I'm going to try something else. I'm going to actually see if I can get out of here. Oh, I can't even get out of here. What is that crazy? I can't delete it. I can't. It's decided I can't freeze it. I can't do anything. So let me carry on with the quiz. You know, I'm just going to relax. I'm going to chill because it doesn't matter. You know, it's got its own mind. It's going to do its own thing. Which country has the youngest population of any country? The youngest population of any country. All right, think about it. So generally, the world's youngest country is determined by calculating the portion of the population that is younger than 15. And presently, this country holds a distinction with roughly half of its population having barely reached puberty. That's 29%. 29%, all right? And so the answer, ladies and gentlemen, is Niger. That's right. So, Niger. So, most diverse country in the world. So, let's talk about diversity. So, in almost every category, this country reigns supreme. Culturally, economically, climatically, racially, linguistically, ethnically, religiously. All right? So, this is the most diverse country in the world. So, think about it. Where are we looking at? And again, my music player is not working. So I am just going to play with it. I'm just going to go with it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to have any kind of lose any sleep over it. But can you guess which is the country that is most diverse? It is India. Again, so amazing. All right. The fastest disappearing nation. Think about this. We're going around the world, ladies and gentlemen, for the fastest disappearing nation right now. All right, you get it? And that is the Ukraine. Oh my goodness, fancy that. So if you're from the Ukraine, I am very, very sorry that your country is disappearing. So it says, with a natural decrease in population of 0.8% annually, between now and 2050, Ukraine is expected to lose 30% of its people. All right, so now we're going to go back to our little quiz over here of the Lonely Planet's top places to visit. All right, so here's a song. See if you can guess. Can't put up with being blind all the time. All the time.
emotions on. It's such a poor way to die. Well, do I start?
You know what? My little machine is really messing up. So, you know, I want to keep playing this game and I really want to keep leading you down this road, but for some reason it's not letting me. So you wouldn't have been able to tell from that particular song. Nice song though. I mean, I went with it. It was great. I wasn't going to turn it off that quickly. So it's just doing its own thing right now. So I apologize, but I had this great plan and guess what? I just got to let that one go. So here we go. Fastest disappearing nation, Ukraine. The most of its citizens actually live abroad. So think of a country where most of its citizens live abroad. Can you guess? Country is Malta. All right. So, and again, you know, a lot of British influence over there. Smaller than Central Park. So you're thinking of a country right now, a country that is smaller than Central Park. Now, I know that you could probably think of the Vatican, all right? Because the Vatican is pretty small as well, right? So, and it's known as a country, but actually the country we're looking for is Monaco. So it says, although the Vatican City is smaller, I didn't read this beforehand, I just knew that the Vatican was the smallest country in the world, right? But it says, although the Vatican City is smaller, 0.17 square miles than Monaco, which is 0.8 square miles, unlike Monaco, it doesn't have any permanent residents, which leaves Monaco as the smallest permanently inhabited nation in the world, smaller than Central Park. Imagine that. Have you been there? Anyway, so we're going to get back to the song. We're looking for cities now. And again, I apologize for that last one, which was Zurich. And that's what we were trying to look for. But this one here, you should be able to get this one pretty easy. Here we go. I got a song for you. If it plays, you know, we just got to play it. You got it, didn't you? You got it. China. And again, you know, if you haven't been to China, it really is one of those remarkable cities. When we were there, we did something which was really cool. We went to into Beijing, and then I always wanted to go and see the Terracotta Warriors. It's like, again, one of these amazing, you know, just incredible things to see. It's a terracotta army that was discovered in a farmer's field. And these statues are as tall as I am, and there's tens of thousands of them with full armor and horses and chariots. It's just unbelievable. And then we went down south to a little place called Guilin. And what was amazing was, I mean, I just love getting lost. And it was pouring with rain one day. And so we jumped on a couple of bikes and we just started riding in the rain. And we went up into the countryside and just got completely, completely lost. And we stumbled across this little B&B and they served us a beer and we was just chatting with them. And these guys were from Holland or somewhere. And I said to him, I said, look, you know, is there anything we can do around here? And she said, well, you know, there's a river only about 2 minutes away, she says, and you can, you know, jump on one of these boats. And, you know, the boats are the ones where the guy has the big long pole, like a gondola, really flat. She says, and just take the river down somewhere. But we think, great. So we jump, we throw our bikes on the front of this boat, long and flat. We just jump in there and the guy doesn't speak any English whatsoever. And we just go off on this boat ride for, I don't know, 2 hours. And we're going down rapids and we're going through all these different things. And we end up in this little city. And, you know, luckily we remembered where we were because, I mean, it would have been very, very easy to get lost. And so we ended up hitchhiking back because we were so far. And a guy picked us up. No word of a lie. Remember, we were sort of hitchhiking on a boat and we gave the guy some money for that. But we hitchhiked in this. The guy had a moped with this sort of big square box on the back. And so we threw our bikes in the box and the three of us got on the moped. And they brought us back to where we needed to go. So again, just amazing. Guilin looks like something out of what was that Avatar movie? You know, some of the surreal scenes. That's what it looked like. Unbelievable. So Guilin and Xian is where the terracotta warriors are, and I really say it's worth a look, right? Okay, so let's go on with the quiz. Almost entirely covered in jungle. So which country is almost entirely covered with jungle, with 91% of its land covered in jungle? Half of a million residents live primarily along the coast near the capital. Only 5% of the population, mainly indigenous, live inland. And so its name is Suriname. And so again, very, very good. So, all right. So now we're going to come back to, again, the top 10 places, cities in the world. Okay. So we've been to Shanghai, China, which is where we were just at. And now we're going to go to Vancouver, Canada. And again, this is very, very dear to my heart because obviously Canada is somewhere I live here. And I mean, when people always say to me, how come after all the countries you've traveled to, you live in Canada? And if you haven't been here, there's something here. There's something in the air. There's something in the people. They're so chill. It's relaxed. There's, you know, people aren't afraid here. It's just the most amazing, amazing experience, and a place that truly is a place where it's so, what's the word I'm trying to look for? It's so home for me. I mean, I was born in England, traveled all over the world, but there was just something here. When I look out my window, you feel full. When you're outside, the air is clean and there, Canada has its stuff as well, like every other country, I'm sure. But I just don't know what that stuff is. I don't know what the stuff is that, like with some countries, you can say, it's got this, it's got that. You know, there's crime, there's that. You know, even crime here, I'm sure in the cities in Vancouver and Toronto, there's a little bit more crime. But, you know, I just don't see it. I don't feel it. I don't sense it. You know, Jen could go out in our city. She can go walking out in the middle of the night. You know, it doesn't, you know, you don't have that sense, that fear. There's no fear here. There's no fear here, right? So anyway, so here we are. We're in Canada, and it's such a beautiful place. Let's go back to the quiz. Almost entirely treeless. Which country is almost entirely treeless? So complete opposite end of the spectrum. And this country has been badly deforested. And it borders the Dominican Republic. All right. So if you have a look by satellite, the Dominican is lush green. And then this country, Haiti, is almost entirely treeless, which is, again, quite sad. All right. The largest country with no farms. Think about this. The largest country with no farms. Although there's a number of small nations in the world that show no hint of having any agricultural-based economy, all right, Singapore is the largest urban city with absolutely no farms. And I'm really, really disappointed on my other little game here. I can't play any more songs. This thing's going wobbly on me. Don't worry about it. So, okay, so again, another city, and we're going through the Lonely Planet's Best in Travel 2014 cities. So we were in Paris, we're in Trinidad in Cuba, Cape Town in South Africa, Riga in Latvia, Zurich, Switzerland, Shanghai, China, Vancouver, Canada, and Chicago, Illinois. Chicago, Illinois. So, you know, I think that there is something very, very special. If you've been to Chicago, the Windy City, and I remember it was one of the first big American cities that I went to, and I used to work in a driveway company. So I delivered cars all over the United States. And this is really the weirdest feeling, is driving into Chicago at night, and the skyscrapers and everything else like that. It was so freaky, but then I had this love affair, the music, the food. It was just the most amazing, amazing experience in Chicago. So I have a really, really beautiful, feeling about that city. I've been back there and trained there. There was something about it. I mean, I love most places I go. I mean, there's very few places that I don't have a love affair with in some way, but I have some very, very deep memories of that. So I'm going to play a song for Chicago because I think I've got it working. Here we go. Springsteen for you. You got that one, didn't you? So, all right, let's go back to the quiz. There's only a few more here. Most languages spoken in this country. Most languages spoken. You think of Switzerland, right? Italian, you got French, you got German, right? But there's more than that. And so although English is the official language, only 1 to 2% of the population actually speak it. As the most linguistically diverse country in the world, over 820 languages are spoken in Papua New Guinea. Again, this one's high on my list to go to. All right, what about this one? The most educated people in the world. Most educated people. Now, I didn't know the answer to this one either, so this is interesting because, A, with 50% of his population having been educated in post-secondary level education, easily the most educated populace in the world is followed by Israel at 45% and Japan at 44%. But the most educated country in the world, ladies and gentlemen, is Canada. Now, I didn't do this to boast about Canada, but let's boast about it anyway. All right, so we're going to go back to the Lonely Planet's top 10 cities to visit in the world. I'm going to play a song, see if you can guess. Here we go. That was easy, right? That was Adelaide. You know, and I love Australia. I got to tell you, you guys know it. I'm back there in May. I'm doing three programs. If you Aussies are interested, three programs. I'm doing two programs that are all about becoming a master trainer. I'll teach the skills of speaking, training. It's going to raise your confidence, make you more charismatic, more magnetic. I'm doing a 4.5-day program in Sydney, a 4.5-day program in Perth. And off to Brisbane as well, not in Adelaide this time, but it's to Brisbane, where we're going to be doing a program specifically for the network marketing industry as well. So, all right, the country desert with 99% of the country covered in desert. This is the most arid place in the world. All right. And in some regions, decades go without a single drop of rain. Imagine that. That is crazy. And the country is Libya. Libya. Who knew that? I didn't know that at all. I had no idea about that. So, all right. Okay, we only got a couple more. The least peaceful nation in the world. The least peaceful nation in the world. Okay. Although for the last 3 years, Iraq has been ranked the least peaceful nation in the world, according to the Global Peace Index, this country overtook it this year for the top spot. This one may be easier because if you've seen any movies, I mean, they're often sort of showing this country as a place with, you know, just immense amount of you know, war and just a terrible place. And I say terrible, I mean, a terrible for the people, really. And that's Somalia. All right. The country that produces most of the world's oxygen. Wow, this is a cool one. Which country produces most of the world's oxygen? Wow, who would have thought of this one here, right? All right, so you think about it. It has to be big, has to be beautiful in so many ways. There has to be a lot of remoteness about it, I imagine, right? So it is Russia. Siberia is home to approximately 25% of the world's forests that span an area larger than the continental United States, making Russia the largest converter of CO2 into breathable compounds. How cool is that? All right, we've only got two more. Okay, the world's largest opium producer. All right. And I don't want you buying tickets to here as soon as you hear where it is. All right. So Afghanistan. And we still have one more city, by the way, in the top 10 of Lonely Planet's guide for the top 10 cities to visit in the world. All right. The most people behind bars. Which country has the most people behind bars? This is your quiz. We're doing a trip around the world. We're doing a little quiz, little music. And again, having a few problems with the old music box. But, you know, that happens. Well, it doesn't happen very often with me, but it happens. It's happening today for certain. Okay, most people behind bars? And the answer is the United States of America. All right, so now the last city that we would visit, Lonely Planet says, is the city that we is in our top 10. And that city is Auckland. And you know, I was just there in Auckland, and I'm telling you, it is unbelievably stunning. There is just something magical about it. You know, and we went skiing down there. It was just an incredible, incredible experience. So I just want to say to you that, you know, New Zealand is the people. And just, I mean, we just jumped in a car and just drove all the way down south and just had an amazing, amazing experience. You could stop anywhere. You could bang on a farm door and ask somebody and just say, hey, listen, I'm hungry. Any chance of a bite to eat? And these guys are going to let you in. It's just going to be amazing. So I'm going to go through these really quickly one more time. The Lonely Planet's Best in Travel 2014 top cities. Again, excuse the technical difficulty today. I got to tell you, it's 1:30 in the morning and I leave. I'm getting up at 5:30 to fly down to Miami. So Paris, France. We got Trinidad in Cuba. We have Cape Town in South Africa, Riga in Latvia, Zurich in Sweden. We have Shanghai, China, Vancouver, Canada, Chicago, Illinois, and Adelaide, Australia, and Auckland, New Zealand. Here we go. All right, we've done a little trip around the world. We've messed up my music machine. It's way past my bedtime. I just want to say thanks. You know, I hope you enjoyed the show. And don't forget, we have a brand new show that started last week on Friday. If you're interested in finding out about great stories of people that have gone from rags to riches, people have gone from insecure to completely confident, people who have really, really redesigned their life and really been able to bring themselves to a whole new level in life. It's predominantly for network marketing people, right? But I want you to understand is that a lot of the interviews are people, you're going to listen to them. You're going to listen to what they did to become successful. The fact that they chose network marketing as their vehicle, you're still going to be able to get so much from the show. So even if network marketing isn't your thing, now, by the way, the Kick-Ass Life is still staying around. I'm still going to do a couple of shows a week for the Kick-Ass Life and a couple of shows for Amplified Network Marketing. And I want you to sort of really understand that I feel, and you know, I've launched with 5 shows. So I've started interviewing people. And when I start digging around into these stories of just average people who have done extraordinary people who have done extraordinary things, it's really, really amazing. So I hope you can stick in this, you know, listen to 5 or 10 shows, see if it's for you, right? Write some reviews on iTunes. Let us know what's going on. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Because I'm telling you, I love this format. I love coming to you on the airwaves. Again, going past the million was a pretty exciting thing. But, you know, the next million is going to be a lot quicker. And so help me understand exactly what I can bring to you so that we can really rack it up a notch, right? And those of you that are in network marketing, I did a little video series. If you haven't got it yet, it's completely free. And I really did it predominantly. I was a keynote speaker. We had 3,000 people in the audience. We had 4,000 people watching at home. So 7,000 people. And so I just created these series of 12 videos. It's a never quit series. And they're like 12 little gems, 12 little nuggets. If you want them, again, you know, just grab them, listen to them. And if they just give you, if you get one gem from the 12, I'm sure you're going to get a lot more than that. But go to amplifiednetworkmarketing.com. Amplifiednetworkmarketing.com. There's a landing page and you can grab those right away. Now, by the way, that will also turn into our site soon. That's going to be specifically for the podcast, of course. So thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed our journey around the world. We're a little bit late and I will definitely see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.